Hello everyone. Welcome to my podcast titled Fitness Equipment. A smooth treadmill offers a great workout for the serious runner and the novice alike. With a sturdy frame and a range of great exercising features, a smooth treadmill has everything you need to reach your fitness goals. Whether these are getting you up to marathon running speed, or just getting in shape for the summer. In today's episode, we shall be discussing benefit from using home gym equipment. Today, almost everyone knows about the benefits of regular exercise. However, an average of 60% of American adults do not do enough exercise, while 25% of the population is inactive. Whether it's cleaning your house for an hour or a strong workout at the gym, exercise keeps your muscles strong, your heart strong, and your body in shape. Having a home gym is a great way to stay active and fit. Doctors have found in many studies that the more active you are, the healthier you are. There is a direct link between exercising at home and a reduced risk of diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, colon cancer, and muscle, bone, and joint problems. If that's not enough to check out gym equipment online, exercise will help you improve mentally and emotionally. In addition, you don't have to work for hours every day of the week to reap the benefits. Most doctors recommend exercising 3 to 5 times a week for about half an hour each time to stay happy and healthy. Only exercise 1.5 to 2.5 hours a week with home exercise equipment. Once you start exercising regularly and finish exercising more than once a week, you become addicted to exercise. Everyone can benefit from their exercise using home exercise equipment. As mentioned before, there are many reviews of home gym equipment available online to understand the different types of home gym equipment available in the market. Bicycling down memory lane, many adults just remember to ride a bike. Rejected due to old age. Adults can use the bicycle for exercise. Elderly people may prefer to ride a large tricycle with a front basket. I remember my first bike. It was blue in color and had a bell attached to the handle, and when you rolled the tab back and forth with your thumb, you heard a faint tinkle. All the kids in my neighborhood had bikes, and of course they were two-speed bikes, unlike the stop-and-ride bikes that are out there right now. I remember none of us were overweight then. Instead of watching funny or violent shows on TV, we rode our bikes. No TV, no McDonald's, no computer, no Game Boy, really. The only video games we had were the pictures in our heads. There aren't many games we sit and play all day. We played imaginary games, ran around the courtyards. It was a lot of fun. In the evening, the whole family sat down at the dining table and ate. The meal usually consisted of one meat, 2 or 3 vegetables, and a dessert with tea or milk. No one chose bottled water. Yes, no bottled water. We only had burgers on Saturday night, no fries. Instead of fries, we cheated. In the summer, we cooked outside in a barbecue farmhouse. Without coal, electricity, or a gas stove, we used firewood in the pit. Some of the neighboring children were always invited to have dinner with us on Saturday evening. We eat at a wooden picnic table in the backyard. After dinner, we played basketball, or horseshoes, or some other game. We practiced a lot. Maybe if we did such things, we wouldn't be so lazy and fat now. Gather a few kids of different ages and go for cycling at least once a week. On the way, you can stop at the backyard barbecue for old-fashioned burgers and an afternoon selection of horseshoes. Choosing quality exercise equipment, it seems that every time you turn on the TV, there is another advertisement for sports equipment. The newest and best grinders are used. All these machines are advertised daily. Why not? Consumers love them. We are always looking for ways to design faster and with less effort. And this is exactly what this device claims to do. Work 20 minutes a day, 3 days a week, and you'll have a supermodel body in just a month. If only that were true. We don't need to feel pain in the gym every day. If you are looking for quality sports equipment, this is it. To find out which equipment is best for your training program, you need to research and talk to enough qualified people. Treadmills are suitable for many people who want to practice in a private home. And the benefits of running on a treadmill every day are many. This type of aerobic exercise is good for your heart and lungs. Do not forget to check the pulse, so as not to expose the heart to danger. A general rule for running is to only half talk while running. If you can speak without difficulty, you are not running hard or fast. If you're too busy to talk, you're straining. Slow down and take a step back. There are many other types of exercise machines that are also good for our health. A popular tool nowadays is a sports ball. They come in different sizes, so it's important to decide which one is right for your purposes. There are many muscles that you can work using the ball. The balls usually come with instructions that explain how to use them for different muscle groups. This is a great way to tighten your muscles, which is an important factor in any workout. Some prefer yoga or Pilates as their main exercise. Each of these activities has its own fitness equipment. Along with an exercise ball, a major investment is a mat. This not only provides the desired comfort while lying on the floor, but also prevents it from getting dirty. Choosing your fitness equipment. Fitness equipment is a large group of equipment used in sports and is also called sports equipment. These include simple items like balls, sneakers, and jump ropes, as well as complex equipment like treadmills, kettlebells, bicycles, and so on. Due to the high demand for effective equipment to build muscle, strength, and weight loss, there is a wide variety of fitness equipment sold today, with new designs constantly being released. Some sports equipment available for use can be classified according to the type of sport for which it is intended. Top strength training machines are discussed. These include machines known as free weights and resistance machines. The most common type of resistance machine uses gravity as a source of resistance. This design is mainly used in weighing machines. Gravity uses a percentage of the user's weight as a modified resistance, along with a simple design of pulleys, wheels, and inclines. Other types of resistance machines can use forces in addition to gravity to provide resistance. These include friction, spring, fan, or liquid machines. Another type of strength training equipment is bands and tubes, which are easy choices for home and office training. Another class is aerobic fitness equipment, which is essentially endless treadmills. This includes equipment such as exercise bikes, treadmills, ellipticals, aerobic riders, stair climbers, cross-country skiers, and rowers. An exercise bike focuses on exercise on the legs thanks to the rotation of the pedals. The treadmill is a full-body workout because you can walk or run at different speeds. There are models that can simulate inclinations for more intense training. Stair climbers simulate climbing stairs. The exercise machine now also has modifications that simulate the pulling action of the arms during the exercise. Simulators of skiing and rowing work simultaneously with arms and legs. Elliptical trainers are a cross between mountain climbers and ski trainers. Aerobic riders train their arms and legs at the same time by pulling and pushing. There is another group of fitness equipment. These are things like heart rate monitors, exercise balls, and so on. Heart rate monitors are used as motivational tools during exercise because they track heart rate and provide suggestions for individualized exercise. It is very important to use sports balls in exercises such as flexibility and balance. It is always important to seek Professional advice when using any exercise equipment, as improper use of this equipment can cause serious injury. Thanks and please stay tuned for more.